I said your courthouse is kind of run down. He said it live far a little down. Well, I said your flagpole has leaned a bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. He said, have a seat. So I sat down. Is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. Well, he said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, it got a little hole in that flag there, and Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got prouder the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching and writing, saying anything. And I got a bad rip in New Orleans, with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at his seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo, along with the Texas flag. But it waited on through. It got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and then got cut again at Shawneville. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the South went too hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she took a big hole from her Bertha gun, and she turned blood red in World War II, and hung limp the glory. She went to Vietnam. She went wherever she was sent by her Uncle Sam. And she got mistreated in Iran, but got a ticker tape walking back home again. In our own good land, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands has been scandalized throughout the land. But she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. Well, she gets sent bigger, and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. So we put her up every morning. We take her down every night. We never let her touch the ground, and we fold her just right. You know, on second thought, I do like to wear, 'cause I'm kind of proud of that ragged old flag. She's a ragged old flag, but a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may she wave. She's the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Should old